Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 14 regarding Robert Hill, H-I-L-L. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hill, as described in the reports above, where they pertain to the injuries he allegedly sustained to his lower back at work on 6/24/16 and 1/28/14. Period. You have now indicated he has reopened his claim relative to the 6/24/16 event and submitted a new claim relative to an acute event of 10/29/19. Period. He is now a 61-year-old male who simply conveys that he injured his back lifting boxes on 10/29/19. Period. He did not give any other specific details relative to the mechanisms of injury or the treatment he sought contemporaneously. Period. Mid paragraph. As per the additional records provided, he filed a claim petition relative to lifting printing paper on 10/29/19, resulting in a lower back sprain and strain. Period. He received an order approving settlement on 11/27/18 relative to the event of 6/24/16. Period. That will be inserted here. Period. He then applied for modification of that award on 7/22/19. Period. New paragraph. Additional medical records show he was seen on 7/19/18 by Dr. Diamond. Period. He offered an additional 12.5% of partial total above his previous estimate in April of 2017 due to the progression of the claimant's lumbar spine pathology necessitating additional spine care in 2018. Period. He noted that estimate of impairment was 87.5% for the lumbar spine. Period. He had also been seen in the office on 4/18/17, diagnosed with post-traumatic lumbosacral sprain and strain, comma, lumbar myofascial pain syndrome, comma, and aggravation of pre-existing lumbar spine pathology from a workers' compensation injury of 1/28/14 with documented disc herniations in L3-4 and L4-5. Period. And underline this, with the additional 12.5%, Dr. Diamond's overall impairment rating would be 100% for the lower back. Period. This was before the event of 2019. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show Mr. Hill was seen at MedExpress on 10/31/19, stating 2 days earlier he moved 10 boxes of printer paper. Period. In the last one, he began to feel pain in his lower back. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar sprain, for which he was begun on conservative measures, including medications. Period. He returned on 11/5/19, reporting no improvement. Period. He was then prescribed naproxen. Period. On the visit of 11/13/19, he still complained of pain in the lower back. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. Exam found normal range of motion of the lower back, but full strength against resistance. Period. He was neurologically intact as well. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen by a physician assistant in the orthopedic office of Dr. Bills, B-I-L-L-S, on 11/22/19 period. In addition to the subject event, he revealed a history of herniated disc in the lumbar spine, for which he had an epidural steroid injection. Period. He was having no significant difficulty prior to this injury of 10/29/19. Period. Underline this. This contradicts his previously reported symptoms to me that he related to the 2016 low back injury. Period. In any event, Dr. Bills performed x-rays that showed straightening of lumbar lordosis and mild degenerative joint disease. Period. There was no acute fracture seen. Period. He diagnosed lumbar sprain and radiculopathy, for which he ordered medications and physical therapy. Period. On 12/6/19, he was again seen by the physician assistant. And reported minimal to no relief with the medication adjustments, and that he only had 3 physical therapy visits up to that point. But he had no complaints of numbness or paresthesias, and no bowel or bladder dysfunction. Period. He was referred for additional physical therapy. Period. A paragraph on 1/28/20, he underwent a lumbar MRI report compared to a study of 11/3/16 to be inserted here. Period. He then sought Dr. Bills directly on 1/31/20. Period. He recommended pain management injections, for which he was referred to Dr. Kothari, K-O-T-H-A-R-I. Period. He was seen by Dr. Kothari on 2/20/20. Period. He recommended an interlaminar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopic guidance. Period. This was done on 3/13/20. Period. It was repeated on 7/24/20 and again on, scratch that, on 2/15/21 he submitted to surgery by Dr. Cairone, C-A-I-R-O-N-E, to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph and insert this where it should go chronologically. On 9/18/20, he was seen by Dr. Cairone, C-A-I-R-O-N-E. Period. His impression was small foraminal disc herniation with foraminal stenosis at L3-4 on the right, as well as radiculopathy. Period. He discussed treatment options, including lumbar microdiscectomy at L3-4 on the right. However, Mr. Hill was not ready to make that decision. Period. He was continued on additional therapy. Period. He then had the surgery just noted above. Period. He followed up with Dr. Cairone post-operatively through 4/16/21. Period. At that juncture, Dr. Cairone wrote he was fully recovered from surgery and his work-related injury and was capable of full duty effective immediately Gert, he did not have any other treatment to offer this petitioner. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper normal, extremities lower. Motion of the hips was full except in right internal rotation to 25 degrees that elicited low back tenderness. Paired motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres. Without crepitus or tenderness, period. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical, he was tender in the midline at C2. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, normal. Lumbosacral, he was able to stand on his toes and walk on his heels. Paired, he changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Paired inspection revealed a 1.5-inch upper midline longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 50 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness with no articular complaints. Period on the left at 90 degrees, only thigh tightness was elicited, but no low back and articular complaints. Period active flex must to 45 degrees and right side bending to 20 degrees. Period extension, comma, left side bending, comma, bilateral rotation were full. Period impressions. Robert Hill has claimed to have injured his lower back at work on 6/24/16 and 10/29/19. Period, these were superimposed upon even earlier low back injuries. Period, his course of treatment has been protracted. Period, since seen here on 5/7/18, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He was seen at MedExpress on 10/31/19 after the incident of 10/29/19. Period, he had conservative care with Dr. Bills. Period, an MRI was done on 1/28/20 to be inserted here. Period, after failing physical therapy, epidural injections were administered. Period, he remained symptomatic and underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period, he followed up with Dr. Chiron postoperatively through 4/16/21. Period, at that time, he deemed the petitioner was fully recovered from his work injury and surgery and cleared him for immediate full duty. Period, insert the usual new paragraph. I will likely mark some information from my early reports to be inserted here. His current exam found there to be decreased but variable range of motion of the lumbar spine. Paired seated and supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Paired no low back radicular complaints were elicited at 90 degrees. Paired there was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in either lower extremity. Paired new paragraph, this case represents 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period, I will also opine as to causation and apportionment. Period. End.